Wednesday night. Okay, so the Varalacha tonight is going to be a little longer than it should be, because it's a Maisa Shehoya, and when there's a Maisa Shehoya, it takes a little longer, but you remember it better. So, what? So I'm on the plane, and I usually take a 12 midnight flight and get in 5:30 in the afternoon, and this time I took a 12 noon flight, and I got in 5:30 this morning. So it's really worked out that way, and this way you have to have a Mincha Ma'arav on the plane. And not Shachris is not Nogeya, which is a good Shachris. So it's Mincha. So you daven Mincha around 1 hour into the flight. You can daven Mincha already, especially if it starts a half hour late. Okay, so davening on the plane is an Asik, as we all know. And I don't like davening with a minion on the plane. It's the way they crowd around by the bathrooms, and they're in the way, and it's not a good scene. There was a tkufa when I davened sitting down, which is maybe the most oisgehalten thing to do, especially if the plane is like moving and shaking, or stam you're in people's way. So there was a tkufa when I davened sitting down, but then I play it by ear, really. In this case, there was an hour, everybody was calm, everybody sat down already, they filled their stomachs already, everybody was, and the plane was pretty empty, there wasn't much going on, and it was very smooth, the plane was going very smoothly. So I said, let me get up and go back. There was a place to stand for one person, there was not a problem of getting in people's way, and I went to the back and I started davening. I started davening Mincha. So, of course, when I got up to V'lam Moshina Malti Sikva, I'm sure it was nothing personal from Hashem, we hit a lot of turbulence all of a sudden, like out of nowhere, and the plane really started, you know, the kind that makes you Shuv Yomecha Lufnei Misoscha. So, that wasn't so okay. But, so really, if you lean, so it's like sitting down, but that's not a problem because you're allowed to. They certainly could sit down, but the problem is that they're going around making everybody go to their seats, fasten your seatbelts, and you do it. You know, don't start, like, you know, if they tell you to sit down because there's turbulence, well, you know. So you go, you sit down. So what do? In the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. So now, Halicha in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, Litzorech, is actually not as bad as other forms of hefsek. There's different forms of hefsek. There's talking, which is a very big hefsek. There's hesek hadas, which could happen. But halicha is not the end of the world. Meaning, if shalol letzorech, it's usher, of course. It's enough of a hefsek. But usually, the Mishabura speaks out, hefsek usually refers to dibur. And halicha letzorech is really not a hefsek. So, I didn't take three steps back, because three steps back is something you do at the end of Shmoneh Esrei. You lift the Midlifnei HaMelech. Here I was in the middle, I finished the bracha, Shevero Yevim Machnia Zeidim, and you know, plane shaking. And so I go to my seat, and then I start thinking, what should I do now? Now, it was very, very smooth, the flight. So I figured, you're not supposed to be shoheh enough time to finish Shmoneh Esrei at your average speed. What you want to avoid is being stopping for the amount of time it takes you to daven Shmoneh Esrei from beginning to end. Doesn't matter where you're up to, but mitchila v'ad sof, your average time of saying Shmoneh Esrei, that's what you want to avoid. So ever since I had the chus of being a rav in such a wonderful shul, so my average time for Shmoneh Esrei basically comes out to be 6 minutes instead of the usual 1 or 2. It's not six; it's around 6 minutes. So I figured, let me see what happens. Let me play it by ear. If it's 4 minutes already and there's still terrible turbulence, I'll continue Shmoneh Esrei sitting down. So it'll be like I went from one place to another. And I wasn't shoheh kedei ligmor es kula, so then you can just continue from where you're up to, and now I'm sitting down, which is perfectly legitimate. So again, halicha letzorech is not a terrible hefsik. It was certainly called letzorech. And so I said, sitting down. So then the turbulence sort of stopped, and they clicked off the thing. And I went back to the place where I was standing, and I continued Shmona Esrei. But Lamaisa, you know, at the time, and now I sound very calm, but at the time, Lamaisa was Shohek de Ligmaris Kula. Lamaisa, it was Shohek de Ligmaris Kula. And because not any minute, any second, it's going to stop. So I was sure if they think it was close. So now the question was, do you go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei or not? So I went back to my place, and I'm standing, and now I'm thinking, what should I do? So Lamaisa, I did the wrong thing, but only L'chatchila b'di'evit, meaning the Mishnah Berurah paskins, there's different types of onus. There's an onus when you're not ro'i to say Shmona Esrei anymore, you have to go to the bathroom, or you buy a reyach ra, and then you're shohek de ligmor es kula, but that's like the worst scenario, worst case scenario. Then there's the best case scenario, the most kula, Dick, is if you're just quiet, you stop in the middle of Shmona Esrei, and not because you're having kavona and you're trying to feel like oimid lefnei ha'melech, no, you just space out, which people do, and you show you kadei ligmor as kula, but you're not an onus. You're just standing there b'shtika. That's there. There are many shitas that you don't go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. There are, yeah. Or then there's the middle madrega, which I feel I was, where you're an onus, but not an onus of ein roi. It's called onus machmas listim. I'm not calling the stewardesses listim, but when I have to go sit down because the plane's in turbulence, that's lechora the gather of onus listim. It's not onus ein roi. And it's not ones, just it's not ones at all. So it's that middle madrega. So again, if you stop in the middle of Shmona Esrei and with ones listed, you're an ones, but not that ones of Mishnah Berurah. After a very, it's a long and involved Mishnah Berurah Bir Halacha. But the bottom line is lechatchila you should yes go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. If you're shoya kedei ligmor es kula, which means from beginning to end, but ones. But not an ones she'ena roi, where it's posher, you have to go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. But what's called ones listim, not stam, you're standing quietly, spacing out, for shoya kedei ligmor es kula, in which case, b'di'eved, you do not go back, even l'chatchila, you don't have to go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. But in this middle madrega of ones listim, so again, I'm on the plane, middle of Shmona Esrei, a lot of turbulence, you have to go sit down, so I walked away, and then I did nothing. So that's, so the walking is not kefirlich, but I will show you kedei ligmor es kula ba'ones, but not ones ein roi, but ones listim. L'chatchila, you're supposed to go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei, which I did not do. I didn't remember the halachot properly, but b'di'eved, Mishnah Berurah paskens, it's okay. You don't have to daven over. B'di'eved, it is good. So that's the halach I'm sharing with you now. Ones, the middle madrega, and shohek kedei ligmor es kula, you l'chatchila go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei, but b'di'eved it's okay. And halicha l'tzorech is not in itself a terrible hefsek, which would necessitate starting Shmona Esrei again from the beginning. Okay, that's the Dvar Halacha. So,